After midnight, everybody left the houses for the alley. Checked out the neighbor's windows when looking for a fire. She beckoned me towards her. She moved her fingers forward. The jasmine bloomed, and I just smiled. She said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Nowhere you'd have heard of. There's a cornfield by an avenue when all the clouds are still. A horseman on a ridgeway, though he's imaginary. And over to the west, a king sleeps in the hill." It's kinda like when evening comes, the moment you aren't looking, and then you get the chills, but you know you're alive. And when she reached to kiss me, I knew there was no escaping. As kids set fires where the good spends dry, we went up to the tenement where she lived with her sister. And there by the lamplight she undressed without a smile. And I had no idea I'd be in bits and pieces as I flowered through her skin and she flowered through mine. Places I had loved as a child. And when at last I lost her in a pillbox on the hill, I threw Swanvesta's matches down into a pile. The king's sleep is unbroken, the hospice window's open. At night I dream of all remorse and simple childhood games. And when I came back home, somebody left the lights on, and all that I am is changed. In the streets they tell the future, watch birds choosing numbers, and they glide to the lines in the palm of your hand. It's a word you can't remember in the corner of your memory. It says that she loved you, but you don't understand. By the end of November, there was diesel in the gutter, and I'd made up my mind I would head back south. The wind blew through the city, through the palaces and priest holes. I packed my